Welcome back to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger, and it's time for Ed Serwin's Cattle Report, brought to you by Tyler Williams.
Thank you, Keith. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week on Friday, October 8th at $283.27, which was $9.09 lower compared to the previous Friday, so now about $60 lower during the last 6 weeks. Last year, it was at $214.66 on the same Friday, which was about $4.80 lower. During 2014, it was at $247.67 on the same Friday, which is about $36 higher now. The end of the week, the daily choice chuck and round primals were $4 lower to $1 higher. The daily choice loin primal was $7 lower, and the rib was $55 lower, so it has dropped about $131 lower in the last 3 weeks. The weekly total for the daily cutout was 220 loads and about 11% of the weekly total loads sold. The weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the daily choice cutout, was $288.49, which was $9.36 lower, but still much higher than all previous years now. The total sales were 6,708 total loads sold for the week, which was 202 loads higher than the previous week. The upfront sales, which get delivered after 21 days, were 1,312 loads, of which 51 loads were lower than last week. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, were 993 loads, which was 72 loads lower compared to the previous week. This week, 130 loads were going to our NAFTA neighbors, and 863 loads were going overseas. Formula sales were at 3,444 loads, which was 174 loads higher than last week, and about 51% of the total sold load this week. Taking a look at the major primal cuts, which impact the cutout value and the weekly average numbers, include all the different types of sales. The weekly average choice rib primal was $39 lower, and the loin primal was $9 lower. The weekly average choice chuck was $9 lower, and round primals were $3 higher. Both continue to still be much higher than any time expected last year during the epidemic. The feedlot cattle trades for week ending on October 9th were mostly steady, but a few up to $2 higher, and the cash sales volume was lower than the previous week. The five area formula sales volume totaled 240,264 head, compared to about 224,000 head the previous week. The five area total cash steer and heifer volume was 68,622 head, compared to about 76,000 head the previous week. Nationally reported forward and contracted cattle harvested was about 48,000 head this week, and packers have 199,000 head for October. The nationally reported 15 to 30 day delivery purchase this week was 8,101 head, along with about 20,000 head for the previous week. Now looking at the prices, the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area region was $122.96, which was about 40 cents higher compared to the previous week, and last year the same week it was at $108.26, about a dollar higher than the week last year. The same week in 2014, it was $163.82, even though the daily choice cutout was about $36 higher than 2014. This week, the current five area weighted average live steer formula price was $125.43, and the live formula heifer price was $127.35. The weighted average five area cash dress steer price was $195.37, which was 20 cents higher. The five area weighted average formula price, which is steers and heifers, was $200.49, which was $1.16 lower. The estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest for the week ending on October 9th was reported at 657,000 head, and compared to about 637,000 head the same week last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending on September 25th was 914 pounds, which was 2 pounds higher than the previous week, and compared to 924 pounds the same week last year, which was 5 pounds higher than the previous week last year. The choice select spread for Friday, October 8th, was at $20.53 compared to $27.52 the previous week, and that compares to $14.24 spread last year. The feeder cattle numbers were 4,200 head at the test auction compared to about 24,000 head last week, and last year is at 27,000 head. The prices were very uneven again and mostly $4 lower to $2 higher, but the big numbers of freshly new weaving calves were the low prices caused by many variations of pricing again. Taking a look at the bulk of the prices, the 500 to 600 pound steers were $135 to $169, which were $17 lower. The 700 to 750 pound steers were $145 to $159, which was $4 lower. And the 800 to 850 pound steers were $140 to $158, which was steady. Switching over to the heifers, the 500 to 600 pound heifers were $120 to $164, which were $2 higher, and the 700 to 800 pound heifers were $126 to $149, which was one lower. For this KGNC Agribusiness News Cattle Report, I'm Tyler Williams.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger, and we'll see you tomorrow where we'll bring you more of your headlines, more of your farm to fork, more of your stories, and more of your ag news.